Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
The host of the Block Club Chicago podcast, John Hansen, now with extremely local news. Good morning, John. What exactly is the criticism of this Lakeshore Drive redesign plan? Is it about the bus-only express lanes?
That's part of it, and good morning and happy birthday, Bob, just saying that. The city, the transportation leaders have ultimately kind of picked a design that they like that does add some green space. It gets rid of those darn lights on Chicago Avenue that stop Lakeshore Drive, so I'm all for that. They're trying to smooth out the Oak Street curve, but they didn't do enough, according to some transportation advocates, to really make a dedicated bus-only lane. I mean, some of the proposals by transportation activists or folks that really want more bike lanes and more bus lanes were either narrowing down Lakeshore Drive altogether or getting rid of it, and those probably aren't in the cards. But they just want the city to take a stronger look and transportation leaders to say, hey, look, we need to do a little bit more for the bus lanes to be dedicated, to get more people using public transportation, and a little bit more green space would be nice. Obviously, the proposals kind of run the gamut all across the spectrum, but those were some of the biggest criticisms that officials got last night in a meeting. This is still a long way out, but they don't want this cart to go down too far down the trail, right? They, mm-hmm. If you wait too long to, you know, stage protests and try and get things to change, then CDOT and IDOT's not going to change anything at that point. So they're making hay right now.
We will be following that story and hearing about it in the future. Let's talk about the dirty Stevenson Expressway underpass in Bridgeport and what's happening with that.
I love this. A Southside crew of skaters, they went ahead and created their own skate park in an underused, nothing was going on there, dirty, full of broken bottles. They've cleaned it up. They've poured thousands, tens of thousands of pounds of concrete to create a really cool skate park. And maybe more importantly, Bob, they've created a community where there was nothing before. The only problem was this wasn't sanctioned. There was no permission given, which is probably part of the fun of a skate park. And now IDOT, CDOT, they want to rip it on up. Well, luckily, the older people have gotten involved and petitions have gone out for this group of people, which aren't really causing any issues. They're just skating there in a really cool way, and they've at least paused the demolition. There is a petition online. You go to Mac Lederman's story at blockclubchicago.org to try and save this skate park. No official decision yet, but people are saying, come on, this is going to be garbage under here. Why not let some people do something productive and fun?
Yeah, why not? That underpass intersects with South Loomis Street. And finally, an inspiring story in Uptown. Tell us about this man.
Yeah, Angelo Perez was paralyzed from the chest down 30 years ago after a shooting. He never thought he'd bike, play sports again, much less compete in triathlons, and he's done it all. He's been a leader in adaptive sports. He, in one day, wants to open a gym just designed for adaptive sports, and he's trying to do the marathon. He just needs a new bike. He's fundraising for it. He has one, but it's not quite designed for 26 miles, so he's raising money for that. It's a great story for Madison Saavedra at blockclubchicago.org. Love to see that inspiring stuff.
And remember, the Block Club Chicago End of Summer Bash, September 7th. Music, food, and more. It's free, but you have to RSVP, find out about it, and make your reservation now at blockclubchicago.org. John Hansen, you have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.